We have an opening plan for you, and we thought, you've been on the boat all day. If we say too much at the beginning, we're going to run into certain kinds of difficulties. So we thought we were going to primarily sing for about 15 minutes. So I hope you all have hymnals, and we'll draw on that as I try to guide you. But I'd like to begin this conference in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing hymn number 377, Lift High the Cross. And we'll do it this way, all of us on verses 1 and 2, men, verse 3, women, verse 4, again, all on verse 5. 377, Lift High the Cross. Thought there was a verse 5, didn't you? All right. Hymn number 530, Jesus Shall Reign, 530. Again, let's have all on verses 1 and 2. And then on verse 3, let's try harmony. I know we have good singers here. Without any accompaniment. And then all again on verses 4 and 5. 530.
Jesus shall reign wherever the sun does his successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore. Till moon shall wax and wane no more. To him shall endless prayer be made, and praises thrown to crown his head. His name's sweet perfume shall rise with every morning sacrifice. Realms of every tongue dwell on his throne to sweetest song, and infant voices shall proclaim their worthy blessings on
to something a little bit softer. 449, they cast their nets. 449. And here we'll all sing verses 1 and 2, and then women on verse 3 through Patmos died. Women, verse 3 through Patmos died. And then men from Peter on, and then all on verse 4.
Peter, hold the teeming net, head that was crucified, head that was crucified. The peace of God, it is no peace, but smiles in the sun. Yet let us pray for one thing, for our
For our scripture during this conference, we're going to be using the Gospel of Luke. And I'd like to read the inaugural address opening Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. And Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And he went to the synagogue, as his custom was on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read. And there was given to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Hear these words. A reading talking about our fitness for ministry. Two reassurances come at once to the support of one who enters by divine summons upon the work of ministry. The first is that the fundamental qualities needed for the performance of this task are not those of exceptional persons. They are within the reach of every consecrated person. It is not required that one should be a person of unusual intellectual ability, that one should have outstanding traits that at once command attention and compel admiration, or that one should be gifted in any special fashion. What is demanded is virtue that is inherent in personhood as such, all touched and quickened and sweetened by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The spiritualization of average capacities, rather than the possession of unusual powers, is the needful element. The second great ground of hope is that ordinary abilities, when touched by the Spirit of God, become extraordinary. The disciples were not ready and furnished for their apostolic work until they had had their Pentecostal experience. Then see what manner of persons they became. And today, let a minister with no special gifts of mind or character be baptized as by fire with the Holy Spirit. And then that person's life is given unimagined influence over the lives of other persons. Nothing on earth is more romantic than the unsuspected powers thus released in themselves and to others who have only moderate human ability, whom God chooses to be God's prophet. God equips for the task. Let us pray. Lord, we would be thy instruments. We have nothing to offer except the desire to be workers in your harvest. But since you have chosen the weak things of this world and the things which are not, wilt thou not also choose us to be thy servants? We cannot of ourselves speak your message to humans. But we pray that you will grant us not to speak our own words, but your word, through which people come to know and love you. Give us courage to confess the name of Jesus Christ before others. Help us to care for them, to act as neighbors unto them, and to share with them what you have given to us. We do not ask to see the results of our work. We would only know that you are using us in your work of salvation, and that your kingdom is coming among us. Send us, Lord, as witnesses of the good news of your love, made known in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's try two more hymns. Hymn number 555. Especially you musicians will like this one. When in our music, God is glorified. And we'll have verses 1 and 3, everyone. Women, would you mind singing verse 4? And then all of us again on verse 5. Okay, 555. More 4:17, in a lowly manger born. 4:17, and let's have left side verse 1, right, left side verse 1, right side verse 2, and all in verse 3. 4:17.
Jesus grew as we ran on.
Thank you. Great way to begin. Our conference is on the theme of biblical faith and mission in the 90s. And our three speakers will be working on that theme.
We'll be using the PLU service, that yellow brochure, pamphlet, excuse me, that you have in front of you. And what that is the first draft of the Marty Haugen Eucharist service that was commissioned by the college pastors at PLU and was written by Marty while he was at Holden a year ago in the summer. So we, along with PLU, are one of the places that have been able to use that first draft in this last year, and we felt very privileged to do that. We hope you enjoy the service. There's a few changes you should know about it. We will not be using the doxology and also the gospel verse. The service, by the way, will be available, and we hope, in 2 months from Marty Haugen in its final published form. The Alleluia verse that will be sung before and after the gospel will be sung by a small choir. It's from Zimbabwe, and you're invited to join in as you catch on to it. We'll be singing it 3 times, both before and after the gospel. Communion today will be by 3 stations around the altar. We invite you to come forward by leaving your pews on the left side, and we offer the option of grape juice in individual cups and wine in a chalice. Participating in our service this morning are David Wohl, the Bishop of the Southwestern Washington Synod. He'll be preaching. Our assisting minister is John Wright, our Holden Fire Chief. Our keyboardist is Bev Lindholm, who's the Parish Assistant at St. Mark Lutheran Church in Lacey, Washington. Music will also be provided by Jim Johnson and Ted Hutchinson. Dancers are Julie Jung and Janice Soor of our Holden staff, and several others are participating as servers and readers this morning. We begin with a moment of silence.
And if our mouth be struck dumb and our legs be broken, still you would empower us with music to sing and steps to dance. Heart of our heart and love of our love, to you be all honor, glory, music, and worship, now and always. Amen.
Into your hands, O God, we commend all our sisters and brothers for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, believing your promises, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with always you always, with you. And also with you. Let's share God's peace.
Very moved by the sermon this morning, and I sort of get messages dropped into my head as to what I'm supposed to sing, because it's something I never know until the very moment I stand up. And so I seem to have a message to sing a little medley to you, not too long, and it deals with 3 songs. One is called, There is a Balm in Gilead. We need that, especially going down the highway, apparently. And then we've spent this weekend hearing many ideas about direction, many questions from pastors and lay people, how do we go about a ministry? But yet we have to go about the ministry. So the second song is sort of a thing called, you hear the lambs are crying, and therefore you go out and do something about the crying. And then the last song, since we're so moved by all these things we're going to be doing, we want to go tell it on a mountain. And then, as I did once before, you put your hands like this on that song, see if you can get them to come together. So, we'll make noise on the last song.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. to hear the sin-sick soul. If you can't preach like Peter, if you can't pray like Paul, go home and tell your neighbor that he died to save us all. There is a balm, I'll relax them, in Gilead to make the wound at whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged, sometimes I feel my works in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. You hear the lambs crying, you hear the lambs crying, you hear the lambs crying, O shepherd, eat of my sheep, you the lambs are crying, you hear the lambs are crying, you hear the lambs are crying, O shepherd, feed of my sheep, O shepherd, feed my sheep. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains, Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. When I was just a learner, I prayed both night and day. I asked the Lord to aid me, and he showed me the way. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains, Jesus Christ is born. The Lord made us watchmen upon the city wall. And if we are a Christian, we are the least of all. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
Found on page 2.
on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you are the way of justice and peace. Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you are the way of mercy and love. Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace, grant us peace, grant us peace.
King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feedeth. Perverse and foolish oft I've strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. In death's dark veil, I fear no ill. With thee, dear Lord, beside me, thy rod and staff my comfort still, thy cross before to guide me. Thou spreadst a table in my sight, thine unction grace bestoweth, and oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice floweth. And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never, good shepherd.